The Sounds of Bayside, and this is Best Medicine with me, Gaetana. And on the line, I have Michelle Vassiliou, who's the author of a wonderful children's book, an illustrated children's book, My Happy Sad Mummy. Welcome to the program, Michelle.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Well, it's just a delight to have you on. Listeners, this book is just gorgeous. It has a foreword by Professor Philip Mitchell, who's the Scientia Professor and Head of the School of Psychiatry at the University of New South Wales and Director of the Black Dog Institute. And he has written a really glowing foreword that is well-deserved, listeners, for this book. Now, Michelle, this is brilliant because you're taking the situation of a mother who has bipolar disorder, listeners, what used to be called manic depression. She swings between the extremes of moods, from extreme happiness and liveliness down to deep depression. And you've just done it so well, Michelle, by having setting in the everyday things and told from the little girl's point of view. That is just brilliant. Now, when mummy's all wonderful and happy and lively, I love it. She's got these bright clothes on. It doesn't seem to bother her that she's got mismatched socks. She's joyous. She's arms flung out. You can see she's happy and she's dancing sometimes. She's full of life and vitality, isn't she?
That's right. Even to the extent that she's gardening in the middle of the, 2 o'clock in the morning with a torch, she just won't slow down.
Yes. And that was also one of those poignant but very honest moments when, as the little girl says, one day they were gardening and her mummy was so busy and excited. They garden and garden, didn't they, until the poor little girl fell asleep under the orange tree. Mummy just kept going. She didn't even seem to notice. She just kept going. And then when the daddy got home, he had to put the little girl to bed, and you see through the window, he's trying to convince the mother to come in, but she's got a torch even, and she's still trying to work in the garden because she's so fixated, isn't she?
Can I just interrupt there?
Yes,
that was actually based on a true experience. That was me 7 years ago.
Well, but
in the garden with my husband trying to get me to come in.
Well, God bless you for being so honest and presenting this in the book, because I think the truth of it just really does ring true for one as we read it. And it's so good for people to see that. And for you to take us on the journey that this little girl goes on to try and understand what's happening with her mother and become where, by the end, she's really reassured, isn't she?
She is. And that's a really important point that you've just made there, Gaetana, that one of the things that children need, and one of the reasons I wrote the book, is because at that age, between 3 and 6 and even slightly older, they're very egocentric and the world revolves around them. And one of the things that's really important is, well, what's going to happen to me when mummy or daddy or grandpa's sick and they can't look after me?
Yeah.
And the reassurance there is that daddy is going to look after me, and so are grandma and grandpa they come to visit in the book.
Yes.
So they go through a lot of mixed emotions where they might be, angry or sad themselves, confused, not knowing what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the main things is this need for reassurance. And once they get that, often it's a lot easier for them to accept the situation.
Yes, because they can still feel secure. Even though a parent might be going through an illness and might be unpredictable, if they can understand and know that they really are loved and that they've got this secure family environment with, if mummy's not well, then daddy can be there, or the grandparents or whatever, that there is still always this support, then the child can still feel secure and the child can move on to understanding the parent who's unwell a little bit more, and making space for that and being understanding, and also thoroughly enjoying the parent when they're able to really respond to the child.
That's right. You've summed that up beautifully. Thank you. It's a wonderful description of the book and what I've tried to achieve. If other readers can pick up what you've done, then I've done my job the way I wanted to.
Well, I think you have.
Yeah.
I think you have, because I think telling that from the child's point of view, telling it in using contexts that are everyday and understandable, that children, parents, grandparents can respond to and relate to, is really what makes it work so well, you know?
And I tried to use simple language when I was using it. That's why I've used the words very happy and very sad.
Yes.
Because obviously using the more adult terms such as manic or depression, mm-hmm. they're just not going to get that. And that's for the older group. And this book can be used for older children as well. I've used it with my own 10-year-old. Even though we had discussions when she was much smaller and we did talk in terms of very happy, very sad, mm-hmm. and tried to explain why mummy was the way she was and why she had to go to hospital. This time around, as she's got older, I can explain to her what those terms mean and obviously go into more detail,
yes.
Even to the extent of talking about suicide, which is a very difficult thing to talk about with a child, but
yes.
it's something that I felt was really that she needed to know about, given the fact that sometimes with bipolar that can be an awful outcome, and I believe that it's best to be honest with the child. Now that she's older, I thought that she was old enough to understand that. Maybe not for all children, but given the background of her mother, she's seen a lot more than, you know, the average child who hasn't got a mother with bipolar. So, yeah.
And, you know, I think doing this book, even if other children don't have, say, parents with bipolar disorder, if they have a parent who's depressed or got other emotional or other difficulties and things, this is also good because children can then understand that there are other children with parents who are going through difficulties. It could be physical or mental or emotional difficulties, and I think it's reassuring to know that it happens, but there are ways through it. And I think, as you said, though it's awful to have to deal with that notion of suicide as a possibility and explain it to a child, you know, as you say, it's best to be honest and give children as much information as they can take on board at certain ages without overwhelming them.
Yes, that's right. We're not overwhelming them, and that's why, because this one was written for preschoolers and younger age groups. Mm-hmm. I don't go into suicide at all.
No.
But what I was saying is that you can use the book later on to bring in those terms.
Yes.
The other thing that you mentioned or alluded to was the fact that it's not just written for children with your parents or caregivers with bipolar. Mm. Specifically, it is. But there's often a lot of people who have depression and just have mood swings, you know, where they go a little bit manic or they're not quite right. And some readers of the book have mentioned that to me, and some of them have even said that they've used it as an adult, which was really surprising. So I'm finding that the book is catering for a lot more, you know, a wider range of audience than I anticipated,
well,
which is really good.
It is a wonderful thing, actually, that it is. And I think, I'm sure it will. And I think it's good for grandparents too, for everyone, really. And the community needs to understand more. And let's just, I'm hoping that most people who are going through really tough times with whatever their particular problem is, that they would reach out and get the help they need, and get, if they can't explain it to their loved ones, then find someone who can explain it, or of course draw on your beautiful book, because we really don't want people to get into such a black space that they feel that they need to end things. We need people to be able to reach out, and others to reach out to them and help them, and help them through those really worst times, don't we?
That's right. And one of the reasons I wrote the book is because there are resources out there in terms of, you know, psychiatrists, psychologists, et cetera, et cetera. But there wasn't anything in the way of books for children,
yes.
Especially preschoolers. A lot of people are scared to bring up these topics and they think the child may be too young or that it's too scary for them. And I found in my own experience in particular, when my daughter was only three, she was definitely picking up on my mood.
Of
and
course.
Research shows that little ones do.
Yes.
She was, at one stage, she was picking up a black crayon and in a very angry mood, she was just going over and over drawing circles. And she ended up getting some sort of counselling at that. So
yeah.
That's a perfect example of, you know, a child who was, you know, just learning to speak but was not understanding what was happening to mum, and that's why I struggled to find a resource that would explain why these things were happening. And there was nothing around at that time, and that's why 7 years later I've written a book about it.
Well, I'm so glad you did, because I'm a teacher and I'm a great believer that children need information and that it's far worse, for whatever the age the child is, it's far worse to leave them without understanding, leave them where they're wondering, they're worried, they feel as though something's happening, nobody's explaining to them, and I think that's far worse for them than if we just sit down, listen to their feelings, talk with concepts and words that they can understand, answer questions, give them as much information as is appropriate and as they need at that time. That's far better to do that than to think, oh no, they're too young. I think it's more damaging if we just try and sort of say, oh, they won't really know, because they do know. From the earliest ages, children are aware of things, and we adults need to help them to understand. I really believe in that. So I think what you're doing is so important with this book.
Thank you, and you've summed that up beautifully, because that was my intention, to do all those things that you've just mentioned, and hopefully, as I said before, if the book has achieved that even partly, then I'm really happy.
Oh, look, I think it does. And listeners, it's gorgeous. The illustrations are beautiful, but the text is also absolutely wonderful, and they work together so well, and you can go through it and take a child through it and sit them on your knee, let them see the images, let them see the words while you read to them, and you know, you can stop and let children ask questions, can't you?
Yes, and the other thing is that it's not meant to be read just once. It's the sort of book that you'll go back to again and again. It's not a one-sit read. And it's the sort of book too you can use as the child grows, as I said before, to bring in those more technical terms.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's a catalyst for further conversation, really.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, Michelle, this comes from JoJo Publishing. Now, where can people get the book, please? Tell us.
Yeah, through their website, so www.jojopublishing, and that's J, capital J, small O, capital J, small O. Mm-hmm. So JoJo Publishing.
All right.
And that's the best place.
Great. Well, look, that's
if
so
they wanted
important.
A signed copy, sorry. If they wanted a signed copy, I'm quite happy to do that.
Oh, lovely.
So are you able to tell the listeners where to get it on, you know, somewhere else besides over the radio?
Oh, yes, yes, please do. Please mention.
Yes, okay. Well, that's myself. So they can, you know, contact me through my website or by phone, and I can send that out with a signed copy if people wanted to do that.
Absolutely brilliant. Give me your website, would you please, Michelle?
Okay, yes, it's www.michellebasiliou, as in V for Victor, A-S. ILIU.com and my phone number is 0438 006 852. So that's if listeners wanted a signed copy.
Oh, that is brilliant, Michelle. That is brilliant. And you never know too if some schools or some groups might want you to, or libraries might want you to go along with your book, read it and talk about it and talk to groups. That could be very, very helpful, you know, if you felt you wanted
Hopefully.
To do that. I think that would be wonderful.
Yeah, it's just because it's not the usual book that you get. It's often, you know, it's difficult to arrange talks like that. So again, that there may be some parents who feel that it's too scary, it's too whatever. So again, it's getting over that stigma.
Yes.
It's not just about the parent who's got bipolar, but it's also about educating, as you said earlier on. for other children, that there might be other children out there who just don't know about mental illness, and they're not too young to know about it because, you know, their best friend's mum or dad or uncle or grandparent may have it.
Exactly.
And not just bipolar, perhaps depression with those mood swings.
Yes.
Which, you know, we've got 1 in 5 people who have depression.
Yes.
So it's quite wide-reaching, really.
Yes, and there are, look, we know more and more that there are a lot of children who live with parents with various illnesses and diseases and emotional difficulties, all sorts of things. So I think the more understanding that there is in the community, the better it is. We all need to be more understanding. I think children need that support and the knowledge, and they need to know that others understand and support them, you know? So
that's
I think
right.
What you're doing is just wonderful. Michelle, I wish
you
all
so
the
much.
Best. Oh, look, it's a pleasure. So, listeners, the book is My Happy, Sad Mummy. It's from JoJo Publishing. Or as Michelle said, if you want to, you can go through that JoJo's website, but if you want a signed copy, you can contact her via her website, www.michellevasiliou.com. And she's given her number, 0438-006-852. And I think what you're doing is superb. And listeners, when you see this book, I think you will realize what a gem it is and what a great resource it is. Michelle, thank you so much for your time today. All the best to you.
Thank you. And thank you very much for having me on the program. I really appreciate it and your beautiful, kind words. Thank
well,
you.
Well, I'm just being honest, I tell you. I'm not buttering you up. I'm just being honest. I think it is really wonderful. Thanks, Michelle. Bye for now.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.